event. He's super funny, does really great YouTube video essays on degrowth. Give it up for Vlad.
Oh my God! How is everyone tonight? Perfect. I'm here to lower your expectations about economic growth. I'm an economist, so it is customary for comedians to say something about themselves. So I'm a romantic. I'm Romanian. I have two clits. I have two kids. My son has TikTok. He posts every hour his workout from jail. He got convicted for convincing Mossad agents to become transgenders against the free will of their imaginary Iranian girlfriends. It's true. My daughter is a degrowth communist. She works for the Washington Post. Secretly and remotely from China. It's true. It's customary for comedians to make sex jokes. Can I tell you a sex joke? Perfect. The sex joke is economic growth. That was the sex joke. I'll explain. There's arousal and there's some satisfaction. Okay, not for everyone, but for some. Economic growth is a very funny joke. I told this joke to His Majesty, King Charles III, over dinner at the Buckingham office. He said to me, Vlad, he's very tall. You cannot make this joke here. Apologies, Your Grand Majesty. Is it my accent? Yes, but my wife can hear you, and she doesn't like it. The sex or the joke? I said, no, I did not say that. Yes, I did. Then there was somebody behind me. It was Alan Jefferson Musk. Jefferson is his middle name. It's true, you can look it up. You know him from the SpaceX flamethrower tunnel boring car. He comes to me. Vlad, he's also very tall. He's like 10 feet tall and I'm 4 feet. He says, buddy, you're in my seat. Okay, so I got up in the middle of my sex joke with His Grand Majesty, the King of the United Territories of Canada. I couldn't even finish the joke. You're wondering how I got invited to the Buckingham office. I can see in your nonverbal bodies. Okay, I'll tell you. I'm very good at two things. Very good. I'm very good at quantum physics. Very good. And I'm also very good at crypto. So good that I invented a quantum crypto encrypted algorithm that grows your money. You put money in the algorithm, then bada bingo, bada boomer, a bigger number comes out of the other end. It's true. Alan Jefferson Musk wants $1 trillion growth, because that's what you get when you generate shareholder value for yourself. So let me get this straight. You get growth because you generate growth? Is that how it works? Alan Jefferson $! and other ASCII characters Musk has no testicles. He has uploaded them into the cloud and they're now ready to be launched towards Mars. That needs to be colonized ASAP. Forget everything I said. None of that ever happened. Yes, it did. What if economic growth is a disease, like cancer? Doctor comes and says, I see on this x-ray you have economic growth on the stupid areas of your economic body. I must put you on an economic diet. But I need the stupid areas. Doctor says, I see that the economic growth has spread to your brain as well. I must operate immediately. Stupid doctors. Second, what if economic growth is a lie? Like, make America great again. I'm sorry. I did not mean that. Yes, I did. I meant to say the foreign policy of a country that sits in the middle of a continent that has three countries. Economic growth is a lie because it's not economic and it's not growth. It's just rich people hoarding wealth while we, the royal we, try to pay off our mortgage in 50 years by doing overtime when our grandparents paid their mortgage in 7 years on one income. What the fuck is actually happening? See, we're running a very clean show here. And third, what if economic growth is an alien conspiracy? So we go extinct by ourselves multiple times, so aliens can take over Earth. So three options, a disease, a lie, and aliens. Which one is it? Because it certainly does not look natural to me. In conclusion, ladies, poodles, and jelly spoons, I am now negotiating with Elon Musk for my economic growth algorithm or price. But first, he has to tell me why he wants it. Okay, that was my set. Good night, thank you. Alternative comedy.